Hi, this is Jamie Pacenta. I'm interviewing my parents, Nancy and Jim Pacenta, and they are my parents.
All right.
So tell me what I was like as a child.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Maybe just a few things to describe.
You were quiet. You were...
You always wanted to know where your brothers were.
Right.
I would describe you as being a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of a homebody.
All right.
Pretty tough physically.
You're always a good athlete.
Thank you. What's one bad behavior I had as a child, and where do you think I picked it up from, or from who?
Well, you did tend to bite people, and I don't know whether you got that maybe from Buckeye, our dog. But when your brothers would pick on you, that sometimes was a defense mechanism that you developed. You were quite small, but you fortunately outgrew that pretty quickly. But that was a little issue when you were quite young.
What's one important value or life lesson you tried to instill in me as a child?
Well, we obviously try to talk about lots of different things. I think one of the things we try to emphasize for you was to develop confidence in yourself, because you would worry a great deal
mm-hmm.
about things. To the point that we would try to calm you down so that you would gather yourself, and sometimes we would be worried that it would interfere with your performance because you'd get so anxious about tests, about your performance in athletic activities, that it would interfere with your ability to perform at a good level. So try to, get you to feel good about yourself, that you just went out there and do your best. That's all it took, and that was great. That's what all that counted was, you went out, if you put your effort in there, it was more about process than outcome. So it was about you going out there and doing your best, putting forward your best effort, and not whether you won or lost or got great grades, but did you perform up to a good level for your capabilities? So that's, I think, the biggest thing that we try to work with you.
All right. What do you think has been the easiest part in raising me and the hardest part, if there is one?
You've just always been easy. There wasn't. You always
yeah, you've
did
not
what you were asked to do and...
Not very rebellious like Emily.
We didn't say that. Yes, you were pretty much of a pleaser. You wanted to please, so usually.
All right. What is one quality, habit, or skill that I inherited from you, Mom, and from you, Dad, if you can think of any?
Well, I was impressed... in some of your athletic activities, your competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have, I don't know if you got that from me or not, but you do have that edge where
maybe.
you like to perform well and compete. I think from your mom, you got a strong sense of empathy and compassion like your mom. You really have a sense for the underdog, or if someone is not being treated nicely, you've come to their defense pretty quickly. So I think you probably got that from your mother.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you treated me differently when raising me because I was a triplet, or am a triplet?
I don't think we treated you differently, but it was such a different environment. I think it probably had an impact on your life.
Yeah, we didn't consciously
didn't have, right.
but it was just, it's more difficult to spend as much attention because there were three of you. We had to share it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get to go everywhere with me and do, because I couldn't take three of you.
So do you think that it was maybe easier or harder after raising Annie and Emily? Did you kind of learn a few things, or is it still really different to raise, you know, triplets? That's kind of new.
It was, I was glad we had a little experience and kind of knew what we were in for.
Right.
But it was definitely
a
little, I mean, more of a challenge, just.
A lot of a challenge.
Well, it's always, each kid, you know, has some different needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody is the same, and different abilities and different, you know, needs. So everybody's not the same. That's kind of, it was always a challenge to make, try to make sure you give each child what they need to succeed and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because different kids sometimes have different needs.
Yeah. Do you think that I derived some of my personalities from my siblings? Maybe watching and learning from them. Saw Annie and Emily competing in sports.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because again, you know, basketball and some of the sports you got involved in were the sports your older siblings were involved in too, you know. So I think that affects you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Drive too, that could motivate them to do well at school. And
you have certain standards that you kind of feel like you have to live up to.
Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about sports already, but on kind of a similar question, how do you think that sports have helped to shape me into the person I am today?
I think it's had a significant impact. I think it's given you a lot of confidence, you know, because I think you've had a fair amount of success in your athletic career that's helped you. And I think, you know, teamwork and the stuff you've learned has done a lot for you. And
mm-hmm.
I think your sort of grit, determination, and how to deal with adversity, I think you've learned a great deal.
Learned how to deal with losing and winning and respect.
And, you know, the ups and downs of athleticism, you know. Sometimes you start, sometimes you're the hero, sometimes you're not, and you learn. Plus, you learn how to work with people and how you win successfully with others and teamwork, that sort of thing.
All right. Changing topics, did you feel that religion was an important part in raising me?
Yes, I guess I feel it was, at least in the younger years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, you know, some of the values.
Information and.
Well, the values
well,
that
even back
you
in
learn.
Preschool, you love that you're godly play. And
mm-hmm.
It's the values that you learn about, you know, trying to think of others first, being selfless, and sort of moral character that, you know, I think that's sort of what you learn a lot from religious input.
Helping others, serving others.
Mm-hmm. What is one thing that you'd say I'm passionate about? Or multiple things?
People.
Yeah, I think you're a real people person. I think you care about people, you care about their feelings, you don't like to see people's feelings hurt, you're sensitive to other people's, you know, happiness, you want other people to do well, and you worry about others. It's you're very
pretty passionate about nature too.
That's right.
What would you say my childhood was like?
Organized chaos.
Busy.
Yeah.
Organized chaos is what you said.
Yes, organized chaos.
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of good memories of traveling and.
We had some fun.
We had a lot of fun.
Being with family.
A lot of fun. There was always someone you could do something with.
Yeah, you weren't particularly, weren't ever lonely. Then.
Never bored.
Yeah.
You
learned to share very early on. Three.
It's true. Do you have a favorite memory of me? I know I could say our siblings would be when our dog attacked me, but that's okay if you can't pinpoint.
I think the one of the funny ones was seeing Emily sit out there with you at the softball field. But I can't say that's my favorite memory of you, but that was kind of a funny, kind of cute, you know, that you wanted your sister out there by you. She would just sit out in the field with her because Jamie would go out there by herself.
Are there any traditions that you want to pass down on to me?
Family.
A lot of holiday traditions.
It's like, you know, the Thanksgivings.
Big family,
family
Thanksgiving
and
dinner.
Christmas and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope when you guys grow up, you guys will want to spend time together with each other than with, you know, with family so that you don't just sort of separate and, you know, you want to get back together with each other,
mm-hmm.
share times.
Where did I get my nicknames from?
I think JJ came from, did that come from Annie?
Yeah, Annie might have called you JJ.
Yeah, I think Annie called you JJ, I'm not sure
John
why.
Calls me James.
Oh yeah, that was John. You came up with Jay later.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Don't know why, it just happened. Just happened, yeah.
Fit.
Because Emmy later. You know.
How would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
Very sweet and kind and sensitive and compassionate.
And then the last question is, what's the biggest change you've noticed in my personality as I've started to grow up and become my own person?
Much more self-reliant. Self-confident.
Right. I agree. Independent. And you're less anxious about things. You're starting to gather yourself and get more belief in yourself.
All right. Well, thank you. That concludes the interview.
Our pleasure. Hey, John.